Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 58, Instrumental Music in Worship. Singing is a type of music by which man is linked with eternity. In the book of Job, we read, "The morning stars sang together," chapter 38, verse 7. And in the book of Revelation, John, describing the grandeurs of heaven, writes of the 144,000 singing praises to the Lamb of God. It is no small wonder that in both the Hebraic and Christian traditions, vocal music has a very definite place in the worship of God. The longest book of the Bible is made up of Psalms, and its author, David, is known as the sweet singer of Israel. When Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, the Bible reads, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives," Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. Music, as a part of worship, must be designed to please our Maker, the Lord God, whom we worship. Only four kinds of worship are mentioned in the New Testament. First, there is vain worship. "In vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men," Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 15, verse 9. The second kind of worship is ignorant worship. Paul told the Athenians, "I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you," Acts chapter 17, verse 23. A third kind of worship is will worship. The writer of Colossians, speaking of the ordinances of men, says, "Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship," chapter 2, verse 23. The fourth kind of worship is the one we must practice. This is true worship. Jesus says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth, John chapter 4, verse 24. To be in spirit, we must be conscientious and sincere. To be in truth, we must do as the word of truth directs. Jesus said, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth." Many kinds of worship were authorized under the law of Moses: instrumental music, burning of incense, and animal sacrifices. We are no longer under the law of Moses, so we must turn to the word of grace, the New Testament, to find out that what Christ has ordained as to music in worship. Here are all the New Testament scriptures on the subject. "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives," Matthew chapter 26 and Mark chapter 14. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God," Acts chapter 16, verse 25. "I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name," Romans chapter 15, verse 9. "I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also," 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. "In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee," Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms," James chapter 5, verse 13. In these passages there are at least six commands which the human voice can do which the instrument cannot do. These are: speak in song, teach, admonish, sing with the spirit, sing with the understanding, and make melody in the heart. In brief, the human voice is capable of doing everything which God commands us to do as music in worship. whereas the instrument is incapable of any of these except make melody, and it does not do that in the right place, the human heart. Instruments of music were not introduced into Christian worship until 600 years after the church was built, and then by the precepts of men. The safe course then is to sing and make melody in the heart, which all admit fulfills the scriptural requirement for true worship and is pleasing to God.
The message you have just heard was brought to the Church of Christ.